Tallahassee, Hal Silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Silver, let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver.
The election in Rushville proved to be a big surprise when Ben Stevens, with a long and good record, was defeated for the office of sheriff.
I reckon I just come to the office from force of habit, Hank. Ain't nothing for me to be here this morning for.
Well, you got to hand the keys over to Lem Wiley.
Yeah, here's the keys. I'll leave them there on the desk. You can tell Wiley I'll be at home if he gets any questions.
Sure thing, Ben. I'll stick around.
I'm going to recommend that he keep you as deputy.
Don't do it.
But you're out automatic when I'm beat at the election. The new sheriff appoints his own deputies.
That squint-eyed gopher needn't bother to appoint me. I'll tell him I'd sooner take orders from a horned toad. I'll leave my deputy badge on the desk with your keys.
Yeah. Oh, Dad ratted, I waited too long. Wiley's coming here.
Yeah?
See him out there?
There's one of his sneaky-looking pals along with him.
That buzzard's up to something. He didn't go out to get the sheriff's job for the pay that's in it.
Well, look who's here.
The ex-sheriff, right on the job.
You figured on getting an extra day's pay, Ben? Or maybe you forgot the people of this county spoke up at yesterday's election.
There's your desk, Wiley. There's the keys to the desk, the office, and the jail. There's a badge.
And there's my deputy badge.
You're forgetting something, Ben.
Am I?
You're wearing a gun. That's against the law.
Well, I'm
maybe they don't
order...
know the law, Sheriff Wiley.
The law says that carrying guns is forbidden in the town limits.
All right, Wiley.
Sheriff Wiley, if you please.
I'll take my guns off.
Only lawmen are allowed to wear guns. Been too lax on that ruling.
Glad to see that you aim to enforce the law.
Ornery polecat'll enforce the laws he wants to enforce, but that's all.
That'll be enough from you, Hank.
There's just one thing I'd like to know before I leave here for the last time.
Well?
Just what game are you playing?
Game?
You didn't go out and spread all them lies about me through the county and bring in a lot of sidewinders that never voted in their lives to get a job that pays what this one pays.
Oh, I didn't, huh?
No.
Well, you know a lot. Maybe you know the answer to your own question.
Wiley, I don't know the answer. But savvy this. If you're up to anything crooked, I'll make it my business to know it.
Hello, Wiley.
Well, ready cash cob.
You here? I thought you'd been put out by the voters.
Just leaving. Sit down, Cobb.
By the way, Sheriff Wiley, are you going to make ready cash Cobb surrender his gun?
What's that?
Wiley is set on sticking to the law that says that none but lawmen can tote guns in Rushville.
He's that so? Well, in that case, Wally, you better swear me in as a deputy right away. You'll find this darn sight easier than persuading me to hand him a gun.
Come on, Ben. Let's get out of here before I get sick to my stomach.
Wally, what's the talk about taking my gun?
Oh, forget it, Cobb. I took old Ben's because he's too fast on the draw to suit me.
What's the situation, Cobb? Is there any further word from that critter in St. Louis?
Eli Long? Yes, he's on the way here to take up the option on my cafe at Eaton House.
Said that a long time ago. Told me about Eli Long when you spoke of putting me up for sheriff.
Yeah. But now he is coming here. He's on the stage. It's due today.
Hey, you sure of that?
Here's a letter. Came by Pony Express.
You better be right in what you planned, Cobb. I'm hanged if I'll be sheriff of this outfit for what I get in salary.
You just stick to me, Wiley. Stick to me and we'll both do all right.
The stage is in.
Right on time.
That critter that aims to buy your place ain't on it.
He'll be on it. He'll have the cash to close the deal in fooling money.
Things are just humming and booming here. We should do fine.
Fred Harvey did all right in the restaurant business, and so can we. Let me help you down, Mary.
Stand clear. I can step down. Anna.
Howdy, stranger. I'm sheriff around here. Lem Wiley's the name.
Oh, glad to know you, Sheriff Wiley. My name's Long, Eli Long. And this is my wife, Mary.
Howdy, ma'am. You get them bags into the hotel.
Yeah.
There now. Reckon you'll be took care of in good shape. Here, give me your bag.
I'll keep a hold of this, Sheriff.
Howdy, Mr. Long. Welcome to Rushville.
Oh, how do you do?
My name's Cobb. Here's the letter you sent me.
Oh, Mr. Cobb. Well, I'm glad to meet you. My wife, sir.
How do you do, Mr. Cobb?
Howdy, Miss Long.
Cobb's been telling about you, Long. Now step into my office. Get away from all these people.
Good idea, Sheriff.
You hold that bag, Eli.
You bet.
Right this way. Watch the steps there, ma'am.
My, that's a warm trip.
It'll be cooler inside. Here's some chairs. Sit right down.
Oh, it'll be good to sit in a chair after that stage ride.
Well, I expect you'll want to put up at the hotel for a while, won't you, Mr. Long?
For a short time. We thought, that is, Mary and I thought that we might make living quarters in the restaurant.
Sure, yeah, and there's plenty of room.
So you're going to take over Cobb's restaurant and cafe, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, sir, you ought to do all right.
Look what Harvey has done with his restaurant.
We hope that someday we'll have a chain of restaurants, too.
I don't like to rush right into business as soon as you get here, Mr. Long, but you said you were bringing the cash with you.
Yes, sir, I have it right here in this bag.
That bag? Now, who, Lord, you couldn't carry $20,000 in gold and silver in that?
Well, hardly. I brought paper money.
You brought what?
Paper money. Why?
I've heard about paper money, but we never use it out here.
Oh, Eli.
I told you I'd bring cash and gold and silver banknotes.
I never heard of banknotes either. I saw where you said gold and silver and let it go at that.
No one uses paper money, do they, Slim?
I was stuck once with some Confederate notes.
But these aren't Confederate notes. This is legal paper backed by the government.
I'm sure, Mr. Long, but the only cash that's good around here is hard cash.
I never heard of such foolishness.
Hey, you redskin.
An Indian.
Where'd you come from?
How long's he been here?
Me come in a few minutes ago. Me look for Sheriff Stevens.
I didn't hear the Indian come in.
Me neither.
Stevens ain't sheriff no longer, and I'm busy. Now, the next time he come in, don't sneak. Now, get.
Me not
I
sneak.
I said get.
Me go.
Didn't even hear him open the door.
You talk pretty brisk to him, Sheriff Wiley.
Gotta keep these redskins in their place.
Now, about this money.
Isn't there a bank in town?
No, but I'll tell you what you can do, Long. There's a stage that leaves here tomorrow for Abilene. There's a bank there. You can take your folded money and change it into gold and silver.
That's about the only thing to do.
You'd better be careful between now and tomorrow. An awful lot of money. And thieves mightn't care whether it was folding or hard.
Oh, dear, I hadn't thought of that.
If you want me to, I'll lock it up here in my safe.
I guess that's the best place.
Fine idea. I reckon there's no safer place than right in the sheriff's office.
I'll hold it until the stage time tomorrow. Be a guard on duty all the time.
Nothing to worry about. Not a thing.
The Indian, who'd been driven from the sheriff's office, met a masked man at the edge of town. When Tonto told what he'd overheard, the Lone Ranger's face became grim.
Tonto, Ben Stevens was one of the best sheriffs this part of the country has ever had.
That's right.
This new man is a friend of Cobb.
What we do?
I'm going to call on Ben Stevens.
You go now?
Tonight. As soon as it's dark enough to go into town with a mask on my face.
Watch this.
Ben, I want to talk to you.
Oh, you're masked.
Yes. Come in, Tonto.
Me come. You don't figure on holding me up?
No, Ben. I'm not a thief. Just want to talk to you.
Well, what about?
About the election. Why did this man Wiley defeat you?
Don't know. Folks just figured he was the best one for the job, I guess. I wouldn't mind if that was true. But dread it, I don't feel that he's the best man.
Well, how did he get elected?
He got Cobb to help him out. Between the two of them, they promised a world with a fence around it if he was elected sheriff. And they told a pack of lies about me being slowed up on account of my age and one thing or another. Finally, when the votes was counted, they had more than me. So Lem Wiley won.
Tell me this, Ben.
Yeah?
Is paper money ever accepted here?
Oh, once in a while. Don't get to see much of it, though. Most of the folk deals in gold and silver. Ain't no reason why paper money wouldn't be accepted.
Very interesting. Especially in view of what Tonto has overheard.
Just what are you getting at, mister?
Oh, plenty of trouble outside.
What's all the excitement?
Fire, down the road.
What?
Fire! Fire!
Come on. Let's get down there.
Mr. Sheriff, open the flames!
Where would
you get the water from?
Mary, that's where all my money is.
Oh, my stolen body, Eli. If your money's in there, there ain't a chance to save
it. My money. My money's in there. Every cent I've got. All the money I've brought.
Who are you? Peter Sam Hilario.
Long's the name. Eli Long. I've got $20,000 in paper money locked up in there. Now it's gone up in smoke. Look.
$20,000.
Otto, keep a sharp watch.
You watch. Fire got plenty good start.
What are you lazy going to stand around for?
Can't you do something? Save my office.
That's about time you got here, Len.
Never mind what time I get places. That's my office burning. Save it.
Our money's burning up. We won't have a cent. We'll have to go back east and slave again to get the cash.
Look out, everyone. Stand back. That roof is going to change.
Look, Mary, there's a window. I'm going to try to get my money.
Look out, you fool.
Eli.
Don't try to stop me. I'm going in.
Get back. I'll shoot any man that tries to go in there. Suicide.
Let me go. Let me go. I tell
you. No, no, Eli.
Hold him. Keep him back.
Do what you're told. Stay back.
There goes the roof.
My fortune. All I have in the world. Everything. It's gone.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The wooden building that had been the sheriff's office burned fast and in a very short time was reduced to a mere pile of glowing embers. It was later the same night the Lone Ranger and Tonto were in Ben Stevens in the home of the former sheriff.
That place sure burned out in short order. Real sudden-like, I'd say.
Yes, Ben.
Strikes me darn funny that in all the years that place has stood there, it had burned down on the one night there's a lot of cash money there.
Tonto, you were examining parts of the building pretty closely, too.
Me take close look.
I noted you doing that, Injun. What was on your mind?
Me can't smell coal oil.
Coal oil?
Plenty of coal oil.
Oh, couldn't have been much. Ain't but two lamps in the whole building. They don't hold much.
Maybe it not come from the lamp.
Oh. I wonder if Wiley set fire to the building of purpose.
Would be a good way to cover the loss. He wanted to steal the money.
For $20,000, he'd do darn near anything.
Maybe money not burn in shack.
Oh, shucks, if it was the case, there'd be no way to prove it.
Ben, You have years of honest service behind you.
Yeah, behind me.
Perhaps ahead of you.
Look here, mister. You're a downright strange acting critter. Masked and queer speaking and all such.
Now, if you can prove Lem Wiley is a crook...
Oh, I'd give all I got to do that. How can I do it?
Ben, I'm going to have a talk with Eli Long.
About what?
Come on, Tonto.
I'll see you later.
Sheriff? Why, he called me Sheriff.
In the darkness outside the home of the former sheriff, the Lone Ranger gave Tonto a few instructions.
Now, do you understand what I want, Tonto?
Me savvy.
Our friend, the newspaper man, and Trigger Ben will help you.
Me go see him right now. Get him out of bed. Get him to work.
On your way, then.
Steady, Scout, steady.
Get him up, Scout.
In the hotel, Eli Long and his wife sat in their rooms, stricken with grief.
Can't blame the sheriff, Mary. Just hard luck, that's all.
Oh, Eli, don't mind me. It's you that slaved and struggled for that cash. Now it's gone. All gone.
Well, we won't be able to carry out our plans. I reckon the only thing to do is to go back east to the job I come from.
Eli, did the sheriff say the cash was gone for sure?
Yes, burned to nothing. If only it hadn't been in paper money, we'd been all right. I reckon I should have known better.
There was no way for you to know that paper money wasn't worth anything out here.
My safe.
Steady, Eli.
A masked man. Now, don't be afraid, Mary.
Neither of you have anything to fear. I'm here to help you.
Help us?
What's that mask for? Are you an outlaw?
No.
How'd you get in?
I came in the back door of the hotel. Your door was open. I heard you talking. I simply walked in. Eli... There's a very good chance that you've not lost your money.
What's that?
Not lost it?
It's burned. We saw it burn.
If it was in the sheriff's office, it would have burned. Maybe it wasn't there.
No.
Then where was it? Where was my money?
Are we going to get it back?
Now, wait. Don't count on getting it back just yet. I have a suspicion, and that's all. You'll have to help me.
Help you? Help you what?
Prove whether my suspicion is right. If so, we may be able to get your money back.
Oh, my sake.
You mean the sheriff himself is a thief?
Well, that remains to be seen. Why did he tell you that paper money was never accepted around here?
You mean it is accepted?
It has been.
Mary. Mary, you hear what the man says?
Oh, may heaven bless you, stranger.
Eli.
Yes?
I want you to act a part.
Act a what?
After I finish explaining the part to you, I'm going to call on Ben Stevens, the former sheriff. He'll help us.
What's the plan, mister? And who are you, anyhow?
There's one more man who will work with us, an Indian friend of mine. Now, sit down and listen carefully. Tomorrow morning, we're going to set a trap for Lem Wiley.
The Lone Ranger outlined the part that Eli Long was to play. Then, before going to his small camp, the masked man returned to the home of Ben Stevens and gave the former sheriff careful instructions. Lem Wiley set up a temporary office in his home. The morning after the fire found Ben Stevens rapping on the door of Lem Wiley's home.
Sheriff! Sheriff!
Hey, what's the matter with you? What are you doing here at 10 o'clock in the morning?
I gotta see you, Wiley.
Sheriff Wiley, if you please.
No, thunderation. Don't stand on formalities at a time like this. I brought you this handbill.
What's it say?
It was delivered to my house. There's been a big bank hold up in the east, and the law thinks the thief headed this direction. Maybe he's right here in town.
Now, let's see it.
The description matches Eli Long. See here, Wiley? It says that the bank has a record of the number on every one of the bills that was stolen. And they can prove the thief by finding that stolen money on him.
Big reward here. Dead or alive, it says.
Yeah, just so. Now, Lem, if you'd give me back my shooting iron, I could maybe go and corral this man, Eli Long.
But what makes you think he's the one?
Well, he had paper money. And he fits the description given here, don't he?
Sort of does.
And here, look. It says that those that saw him right away thought he was met by a woman.
Oh, great Scott. Any more copies of this notice around?
I don't think so. Let me have my guns. I'll go after him.
You mind your own business. You ain't sheriff here no more. I'll tend to this myself. Maybe it ain't Eli Long at all.
But I could help.
You mind your own affairs. I ain't splitting reward money with nobody, savvy? Don't you try to follow me, neither.
By ginger, I bet it's going to work.
What time you got here, Wiley? Said you'd be at the cafe first thing this morning.
Slept in a while, Cobb. I was up late last night.
I don't like to be kept waiting. Sit down. Is this back room private?
Sure, it's private. That's why I got it. It's good. Mighty good.
What are you looking so smug about?
Cobb, where were you on the 10th of the month? About midnight.
Chances are that I was in bed, same as usual. Was it you?
No, you weren't. Yours was me. Remember the meeting over the edge of the county?
Yes, that's so.
Met there around 9. Stayed till after midnight. Then you came home, went to bed. Remember?
Yeah. Whatever.
If it came to proving an alibi for that night, you'd have to depend on me, wouldn't you?
What you getting at? Get to the point.
Seems it was a bank robbery in Plainsville. That's just beyond the county line. It was done on the 10th of the month. Here, read this handbill.
First Bank of Plainsville. Paper money stolen.
Interesting, huh?
What about it?
It makes it downright tough for us.
Why?
The bank's got the numbers on the stolen bills. That means that all the work we've done has gone for nothing. You talked me into this thing, Cobb. I burned down the office to put our game across. Now look.
I didn't know that cash was stolen.
No?
I thought it was Long's own cash.
Uh-huh. Well, all my work's gone for nothing.
Hold on, Wally. You ain't aiming to back down on splitting the cash, I am.
Not exactly, Cobb. But I aim to get paid for all I done, see?
You got the cash and I want my share.
Cash ain't no good. Be too risky to spend it.
We can spend it somewhere a long ways from here.
Oh. I'm keeping part of it, savvy. The rest I'm turning back to the bank with the body of the man that stole it.
Yeah?
I'm collecting that reward money. Too bad I had to shoot the thief before he told where the rest of the cash was hid.
Put down that gun.
Don't move.
Look here, Lem.
You're the thief.
That ain't so. You know it ain't so. I didn't rob the bank. I was with you that night.
Sorry, but I can't give you the chance to talk. Dead or alive, that handbill's
there. Lem.
Now fix Long the same as I fixed you. You and him both,
Sam. Hey, Lem, put the cash on Eli Long. Shoot him. Then you'll have the right man.
Then I'll have his wife to face. Now, don't hanker to kill a woman. And besides, I'll have to split with you.
No, Lem. We've been friends. We've been pals. I put you in office, Sam.
You'll have found out where Long got his cash.
No, don't do it. Don't kill me. No!
Hold it,
both of you.
The best man. My arm smashed.
Now,
I will. Keep your hands where they are, Cobb.
No. Who are you?
I was watching developments from outside the window.
Listen. If you want to work with me,
sorry, but I'm on the side of the law.
Well, in that case, grab that man. He's a bank thief.
You're the thief. Listen, mister. Your find stole the money in his possession.
Save your breath. I'll lock this door.
Hey, look. If you ain't a pair of first-rate crooks.
Stevens, don't overlook none of us. We're all here.
Hank.
Me too, you buzzard.
They're tough, you.
You dirty scheming crook.
Hey, what the...
And you told us the money was burned up.
Wait a minute. Let me talk.
You and Wiley have done all the talking that's necessary, Cobb.
We were all outside the door. We heard all that was said.
You admitted having Eli Long's holding money.
You admitted setting fire to the sheriff's office.
You were going to murder that man.
We got enough to put you critters on ice for keeps.
Wait a minute. Listen to me. That man is a thief. Eli Long is a bank robber.
Forget it, Cobb. There was no bank robbery at all.
Forget... That handbill.
Well, Tonto got that set up by a friend over in Trigger Bend.
That was just to make you two show your hand.
You framed us. And while he was doing that, Eli Long and I fixed the doors on this place so we could slip in the back way and be in that storeroom to hear you critters.
The sheriff was sure you'd meet here.
Well, I'm the sheriff.
You were the sheriff, Wiley, but no longer. As mayor of this town, I'm removing you as of right now.
Here comes Tonto.
Eli Long!
Did you find it, Tonto?
Here. Your bag with all money.
My bag? Is the cash in there?
It's all there.
Oh, thank goodness.
Where was it, Tonto?
It hid in that feller's house.
You been in my house? That's illegal.
He had a search warrant signed by the United States Marshal.
You skunks are licked at every turn. That masked man fixed you for keeps.
By the way, Eli, if you want to turn this place into a decent restaurant, you can still take up your option.
I'm going to.
No, wait, I didn't intend to sell. I mean that...
Didn't mean to sell, eh?
Well, not at that price. My furniture and stock's worth twice that.
Then you shouldn't have made the price so low.
He made it low to make it attractive. So as Eli'd come with the cash to close the deal.
Hey, go on, Eli. Hand over the cash and we'll make this polecat deed the place to you before we take him to the jail.
No.
Cobb, perhaps that $20,000 will just about cover the building of a new sheriff's office.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, slick idea.
He and Wiley schemed to burn it down.
I didn't set the fire.
Your idea. This whole thing was your scheme. I wish I'd have never got into it.
Tell that masked man to clear out. He's had enough ideas.
I'm leaving.
Oh, wait. We owe you a...
Just like they say is. Won't never wait for thanks.
Ben, I reckon I'm going to have to appoint you sheriff to fill Wiley's unexpired term.
What? Well, thanks, Mayor. Give me that gun, Cobb. You and Eli hurry and make your deal. You're heading for jail with the ex-sheriff Wiley. It's just like the Lone Ranger planned it.
The Lone Ranger?
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.